أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Lesson number 35 سورة البقرة آية 261 to 266 مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله The example of those people who spend their wealth in the cause of Allah The example of who? Those people who spend in the way of Allah to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have learned several verses which encourage spending in the way of Allah. For example, right at the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, we learned about the mu'minun, the muttaqun, those people who have taqwa. What do they do? وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ Whatever that we have given them, what do they do from it? They spend it in the way of Allah. Then in the second juz, almost towards the beginning, we learned the ayatul birr. That the true birr, the true righteousness is of the one who وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ The one who spends his wealth in the way of Allah despite his immense love for that wealth. He still spends his wealth in the way of Allah. Similarly, we read in Surah Al-Baqarah that وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَّا تَهْلُكَ Spend in the way of Allah and do not throw yourselves for destruction. Because if you don't spend, then what are you going to do? You're going to suffer. You're going to harm yourself. Also we learned that يَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ They ask you about what they should spend. What was the response? قُلْ مَا أَنْفَقْتُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِلْوَالِدَيْنِ Spend on who? On your parents. And we also learned after that, that they ask about what they should spend. Spend what? That which is al-af, that which is extra. So we see that thus far, there has been a lot of encouragement on spending in the way of Allah. So much so, that even the verses that we learned about divorce, that when a woman is being divorced, and when she is being sent away, then yes, she keeps the mahr, whatever her situation is, But despite that, give her what? On top of that, give her a mata'. So our deen teaches us to be those people who spend on others. Not be those who are selfish and who only want benefits for themselves. But to be caring for those people who are around us and bring benefit to them. Then we learned at the beginning of the third juz that, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, أنفقوا. The clear command was given. Clearly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the believers that spend before your time is up. Spend before death comes to you. Because once your chance is over, then that's it. Even if you want to give the entire earth's fill in charity, it's not going to benefit you. So make use of your life, make use of your wealth as long as you have it. So obviously when there was so much encouragement and when the clear commands were given that spend in the way of Allah, obviously people wonder, what's the reward? What's the benefit? Why should we spend? We're giving our money away. What do we get in return? Previously we learned, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا Okay, fine, you give a loan to Allah, but what's the reward? What's the benefit? What do I get in return? So we see, that in the following verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the reward for spending in His way. What is the reward? What is the benefit? Is it just one good deed? Or is the good deed, the good reward multiplied many, many times? Similarly, in the following verses, we are also taught about the proper etiquette of spending. That it's not just about cutting a check. It's not just about throwing a few cents in the box. Or giving some cash. No. How should you spend? What's the proper manner? What's the proper etiquette? When you spend, how should you do so? And when you have spent, then what should your behavior be? So, after all that encouragement and the clear command, now the verses tell us about the etiquette of spending, the manner of spending, the reward for spending, and also who exactly should we spend on. On which ways should we spend our wealth? مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ The example of those people who spend their wealth Where? فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, in the way of Allah. أَمْوَالَهُمْ is a plural of man. And the word mal is from the root letters mim wa lam. And mal includes everything that a person owns, everything that a person possesses, whether he is using them personally, or it is something that is in his name, or it is something that he has invested, whether it is his assets or investments. Every single thing that a person owns. What does Allah say? Those who spend their own wealth. So what does it mean? They don't steal other people's wealth and they give it in charity. No. What do? They spend their own money, their own things. Because if you think of it, what is it that you like? What is it that you love? Something that you own or something that belongs to another person? Something that you own yourself. For example, if you go in the shoe area, there are lots of shoes over there. Some shoes are in a very bad condition and other shoes are in a very good condition. For example, some shoes are very expensive and other shoes are normal. But which shoes do you like? Your own, right? Your own. Even if it is something that is not as valuable, even if it is something that is not of great value or great amount, even if it is not something that's very expensive, but what you own is what you love. So therefore, they spend of their own money, of their own wealth, of the things that they love most. But where do they spend it? Just on themselves? No. Over here in particular, fi sabilillah, in the way of Allah. What's the way of Allah? The deen of Allah. And why is it called sabilillah? Why is it called the way of Allah? For two reasons. Because first of all, it is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for His servants. It is the way of life, it is the way of living that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set, He has legislated for who? For His servants. Also it is called way of Allah because it is the way that takes a person to who? To the pleasure of Allah, to the approval of Allah. A person cannot invent his own ways, he cannot make up his own ways and think that he will please Allah through them. A person only pleases Allah how? By doing something in the manner, in the way that Allah likes, that Allah approves of. So they spend their wealth in the way of Allah. Now what does it mean by infaq fi sabilillah? What does it mean by spending in the way of Allah? This includes several things. That first of all, when a person spends, he spends it for the pleasure of Allah. He spends it to attain the approval of Allah. Remember that when we spend, there could be different intentions. For example, a person spends why? To make another person happy. Similarly, a person is very poor, he's very hungry, and you give them money or you give them food, why? Because they're hungry. You feel compassionate. You feel sorry for them. You feel bad for them. So in order to benefit the poor person, what do? You give them money. But the best intention, the best reason for spending is what? That I am giving this, why? To please Allah. That even if apparently you're giving the money to a poor person, to a person who is very hungry, why are you caring for him? Why are you so concerned about him? Because if you fulfill his need, if you take care of him, who is going to be happy? Allah is going to be happy. It's possible that you give him money and he doesn't even say thank you to you. It's possible. But when you've given it for the sake of Allah, when you've given it to attain the pleasure of Allah, then you don't care about who you're giving to and what you're giving and what their response is and what people say and what people don't say. So the best intention is the intention lillah. So infaq fi sabilillah includes spending to attain the pleasure of Allah, first of all. Secondly, it includes spending for the deen of Allah. Spending for the success of the deen of Allah. The development, the promotion, the propagation of the deen of Allah. What does that include? Spending to support the deen of Allah, to spread the deen of Allah, to promote the deen of Allah. What does that include? To build masajid, to help support a masjid, pay the monthly bills, to help with the religious publications, like for example books, cards, lecture CDs, websites. There's so many things that are involved, right? Many times when we look at Islamic material, what do we say? It's of such poor quality. Don't we say that? And we compare it to different institutes or universities or centers and we say, you know, Islamic material is not up to standard. Why? Because either we're not spending to support it or we're not working to support it, to make it. What else is included? For example, that a person spends his money. Why? So that he can learn about the deen. He can educate himself about the deen. Or for example, he spends on students of knowledge so that they can learn the deen. So spending in the promotion of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to educate the people about Islam, to support some da'wah work in publishing materials, distributing free books, giving books to students of knowledge, all of this is what? Spending in the way of Allah. Thirdly, spending in the way of Allah includes spending in all acts of obedience. So for example, when a person gives zakat, what is he doing? He's obeying Allah. He's fulfilling an obligation. Similarly, when a person spends on his children, on his spouse, on his parents, on his relatives. Why? Because they're needy, or for whatever reason, when he spends on his family, his relatives, his friends. Why? To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as it is an act of obedience to Allah, then this is included in fi sabilillah. So when a person spends in the way of Allah, he spends to please Allah, he spends to support the deen of Allah, he spends in obedience to Allah, then what is the example of such a person? Allah says, كَمَثَلِ. It is like the example of. Like the example of what? حَبَّةٍ. Of a grain. The word حَبَّة is from حَبَّة. And the word حَبَّة is used for grain, a seed, and it can also be used for a wheat grain. And remember that the word حَبَّة is used for the grain until it is buried in the earth. Once it is buried in the earth, then the word habba is not used for it anymore. Once it starts growing, then it's not habba anymore, because it changes its form. Okay, so habba is the whole grain that you see. As soon as it sprouts, as soon as a plant comes out of it, then the word habba will not be used for it. So the example of such people is that of a habba. So the example of a believer, the one who spends, is the example of a person who sows a seed. It is the example of a farmer. Just imagine somebody sowing a seed, somebody burying a seed in the soil, in the ground. Why does he do that? So that the plant can grow. If he keeps a grain in a Ziploc bag, in his drawer, what's going to happen to the grain? Is a plant going to grow from it? No. If he keeps it safe in his wallet, is something going to grow from it? No. It'll probably dehydrate. So, a habba is a small grain. And the example of those people who spend in the way of Allah is like the one who sows a seed. And when he sows the seed, what happens? Ambatat. It grew. What grew? The seed grew. Ambatat is from the root letters noon bata. And the word nabt is used for growing, for sprouting. The word nabat is used for plants. So what grew? Sab'a, seven. Sanabila, stalks, ears. The word sanabil is the plural of sumbula. And sumbula is from the root letter sin, noon, ba, lam. The word sumbula is used for a spike, basically a spike of grain, an ear of grain. If you've ever seen a crop, for example, of wheat, what is it like? There is a stalk, there is a stem, and at the end of the stem, at the end of the stalk, you have a cluster of the grain seeds. Isn't it? So you have the stalk, and at the end of the stalk, at the tip of the stalk, you have a cluster of the grains. You have a cluster of seeds. So sunbula is used for the cluster of seeds. It is the seeds, it is the grains which are at the tip, at the end of a stalk. You understand what a sunbula is now? And it's a cluster. It's not just one grain, it's not just two grains. It's usually like 50, 60, sometimes less, sometimes more. Okay, sometimes 20, sometimes 15. It can be different in number. So over here Allah says, أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلْ. This one seed, one grain, one habba that is buried in the earth, what happens? Seven stalks come out of it. And at the end of each stalk is a cluster of seeds, is a cluster of grains. How many grains are there in each cluster? How many grains are there at the end of each sumbula? Fi kulli sumbulatin mi'atu habba. In every sumbula, there are 100 grains. So just imagine, the farmer puts in only one seed. What happens? Seven stalks come out of that. At the end of each stalk, there are 100 grains each. So, 1 times 7 times 100. How much is it? 700. A person puts in only one penny, 1 cent, $1. And Allah multiplies the reward so much so that he gets the reward of spending $700. One habba turns into 700 habba. This is the example of the reward of those people who spend in the way of Allah. And remember that 700 is not the limit. 700 is not the maximum. What does Allah say? وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah increases, He multiplies for whoever He wills. Multiplies what? Multiplies the reward. It's not just 100 in each cluster. It could be more. It's not just 7 stalks. It could be more. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah increases the reward for whomsoever He wills. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah is infinitely vast, and He is also always all-knowing. The name of Allah, Wasir, is from Wasin Ain, from the word Wus'ah. What does Wus'ah mean? Capacity. And Wasir is used for one who has a lot of Wus'ah. He is Dhu Sa'ah. So Allah is very vast. How? In what? In all of His attributes. In all of His attributes. In His knowledge, He is not limited. He is Wasir. He is Wasir. In His Qudra, in His ability, He doesn't have limited abilities. He is wasir in His qudra. Similarly, in His rahmah, He is not just rahim, but He is ar-Rahman. In His maghfirah, He is not just ghafoor, but who is He? Ghaffar. So Allah is wasir in all of His attributes. And He is also alim. He also has knowledge. What kind of knowledge? Knowledge that is wasir. Knowledge that is very vast. So what does that mean? That His knowledge includes everything. His knowledge includes everything. It is not just limited to the present, or to the past, or to the future. It includes all times, all places, everybody. So we see in this ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward for a person when he spends in the way of Allah. And this multiplication of reward, an example has been given of up to 700 times. But remember, it's not just 700 times. It can be more than that as well. What determines the multiplication of reward? The purity of a person's intention and the purity of a person's wealth. How sincere is he? And what is he spending in the way of Allah? Remember, we learned earlier that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tayyib, and He only accepts that which is tayyib. And when you spend that which is tayyib, Allah accepts it. And when He accepts it with His right hand, what does He do? He looks after it until one date grows into the size of a mountain. What does that mean? That the reward is multiplied to such an extent. So we see over here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward for good deeds, especially when a person spends in the way of Allah. There's a hadith in Sahih Muslim in which the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whenever my bondsman, meaning whenever my slave, intends to do good, but he does not do it. He intends to do something good, but he's not able to do it afterwards. I write one good deed for him. But if he puts it into practice, if he actually does it after making the intention, then I write from 10 to 700 good deeds in his favor. As soon as a person makes the intention, what happens? He gets the reward. But when he actually does it, then the reward is multiplied from 10 to 700 times in the favor of this person. And we see that Allah is wasir and he's also alim. That he can give a lot of reward. He has a lot of wus'ah. He is very vast. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ It's not difficult for him to reward. It's very easy for him to reward. And he is knowing, he knows about the intention of the person who is giving. So he is wasir and he is also alim. So we see that an example is being given. Let's analyze this example. Let's reflect on this example. First of all, why is an example given? Why? So that we can understand a concept. Something that is abstract, something that is intangible, we cannot really picture. When an example is given, then we can picture it. It becomes real for us. It becomes tangible for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Ankabut, ayah 43, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ And these examples we present to the people, but none will understand them except those of knowledge. So a person has to be of the knowledgeable ones to be able to understand the examples. So whatever knowledge that you have, use it in order to understand the example. So we see that this example shows us several things. That when a person puts one seed in the ground, in the soil, what happens? That seed grows into a plant. And one seed that he sows brings him multiple seeds. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grows the good deeds for those people who perform the good deeds. Many times when we're doing something, we think, this is such an insignificant or such a small action. What benefit can it bring? But we don't know. You do something very small, but with the ripple effect, the benefit can be immense. You don't know where or how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make that action grow and bring great benefit. So we see that the good deeds of a person, when they're sincere, when they're done for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them grow. Just as He makes a plant grow for a farmer. If He can make a plant grow, can He not make your good deeds grow? Of course He can. We learn from a hadith that is mentioned in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, He who gives in charity the value of a date which he legally earned, it's completely halal. And Allah accepts only that which is pure. What happens? Allah accepts it with His right hand and He fosters it for him as one of you fosters his foal until it becomes like a mountain. So Allah makes good deeds grow. We learn of a person, that a person once gave away a camel in the way of Allah. A camel, just as a person would give away a car today. So he gave away his camel in the way of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said to him that on the day of resurrection, you will have 700 camels. You will have 700 camels. Can you afford 700 cars? But maybe we can afford one car. Maybe we can afford one camel. So when a person gives one thing for the sake of Allah, Allah grows the reward for it. Allah multiplies the reward for it. Also we see in this example that performing a good deed, performing an action, is like sowing a seed. When a person sows a seed, what is he doing? He is burying the seed, where? In the ground. Under the soil. It's hidden. It's not going to be seen anymore. And apparently, what has a person done? He has thrown his wealth away. He has destroyed his wealth. I mean, you bury things that are dead. You bury things that are not useful anymore, that are not needed anymore. For example, garbage, how do they dispose it? Sometimes they throw it in lakes, other times they dig deep ditches. And then they throw garbage in it. So things that are not needed, generally we put those under the ground. People, when they die, then they are buried. But when a person sows a seed, then it is as though he is wasting his money. But actually, what is he doing? He is investing. And in order to invest your money, you have to give it away. You have to separate yourself from the money. Because if you just keep it with yourself, it's not going to grow. Only when you give it away, then it's going to grow. When a person spends from his wealth, apparently he's lost it. When you put $100, when you put a $50 bill in the box, apparently it's gone, isn't it? You'll probably never see it again. But actually, what are you doing? You're investing it. And it's possible that you don't see the results today. You don't see the benefits now. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you, as long as the intention is sincere. But you have to do something. You have to give it away. Also, we see from this example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very just, and He does not waste the effort of anyone. The actions that we do, the sadaqah that we give, sometimes it doesn't return to us in its original form. You give $50 away, you give $100 away, you give a camel away, it's not with you anymore. But Allah is just, and He gives a reward. He multiplies the reward. And sometimes it's given in the dunya, but definitely it will be given in the akhirah. Also, we see from this example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the quality and not just the quantity. What is the example of? Habbah, one small, tiny grain. One grain. But because it is given with sincerity, it is of the pure wealth that a person owns, when he gives even one habbah, one grain for the sake of Allah, because of its quality, that one habbah even is appreciated. So much so that the reward for it is multiplied 700 times. Many times we wonder, 5 cents, what difference is it going to make? This is just change. And sometimes change is just lying around in our house. It's just wasting away. Sometimes it's just floating in your wallet, floating in your car. But if you spend it in the way of Allah, that 1 cent that's been lying around for so long, that change that bothers you so much, it could bring you so much reward in the hereafter. Remember, it's not just the quantity, it's also the quality. And if everybody gives only 1 cent, if 100 people give 1 cent, how much does that make? $1. If 1,000 people give 1 cent, how much does that make? $10. And if you give 1 cent and Allah multiplies it 700 times, how much is that? It's as if you gave $7. So don't belittle even the smallest of charity. Even if it's just one habba, one grain. Also, we see from this example, person reaps exactly what he has sown. You reap what you sow. If you put a habba in the ground, what are you going to get? A plant. If you put a plastic bead in the ground, what are you going to get? Nothing. Have you lost a plastic bead? Yes. So you reap what you sow, what you give. If it's of good quality, if the habba is of good quality, your plant is also going to be of good quality. If it's of poor quality, the plant is also going to be of poor quality. So it's the intention as well that matters. We also see that when a person sows a seed, when he puts the grain in the soil, can he just forget about it? Can he just forget about it and expect that, oh, it's going to grow into a beautiful plant one day and I'm going to have so much? Can he just expect that? No. What does he have to do? He has to take care. He has to put the fertilizer. He has to make sure that the plant gets enough sunlight, the plant gets enough water, and only then will the plant grow properly. Similarly, once we have given sadaqah, what do we have to do? We have to protect and preserve the reward. A good deed, a good action, must be followed by good actions. Otherwise, the bad actions, what are they going to do? They're going to nullify the reward of the good actions. When you plant a seed, when you put a seed in the ground, it's possible that a lot of weeds also grow. And if you don't take those weeds out, what's going to happen? Your plant is eventually going to die. So, protecting and guarding the sadaqah from being wasted is also very important. And we see over here that in particular, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ has been mentioned. Those who spend where? In the way of Allah. On the propagation of the deen. So we see that there is more reward in spending where? To support the deen of Allah than on spending on individuals or just on yourself or just on your family. When a person spends in the way of Allah, that spending brings him more reward. If you think of it, when you spend on a person, for example, your mother, your sister, your friend, you get instant reward. For example, a smile on their face, a thank you letter, a thank you note, a call, something or the other, and you get instant reward, you get instant gratification. But when you spend in the way of Allah, for example, you drop something in the box, you put something in the box, who's going to say thank you to you? People are not going to come and say thank you to you. But on the Day of Judgment, that one thing that you gave in the way of Allah, the reward for it is going to be multiplied. That reward is going to be 700 times more, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can increase it as much as He wills. So spending in the way of Allah is much better than spending in other causes. We learn from a hadith which is mentioned in Ibn Majah. The Prophet ﷺ said that whoever sent wealth to be spent in the way of Allah and stayed behind himself, whoever spent his money, why? To support the deen of Allah, and himself he stays behind, meaning he doesn't actively participate in supporting the deen of Allah. What's the reward for this person? He will be rewarded for every dirham that he spends, the reward of 700 dirham. This is a reward for who? The person who only spends but does not actively participate. And whoever fought himself for Allah's pleasure and also spent his wealth in this cause. So what does it mean? That he's not just spending the money, but he is also participating actively himself. It's not just his money, but it's his time, his energy, his efforts, his talents. Then what's the reward for him? He will be rewarded for every dirham, the reward of 700,000 dirhams. 700,000 dirham. And a person who only gives money, how much does he get? 700. But the person who gives money and time and effort, how much does he get? 700,000. So whenever you have to spend in the way of Allah, and that means spending on yourself as well sometimes, and putting in your time as well, for example, coming to the school, you have to pay the fees, you have to pay for the ride, some of you have to pay for the residence, then you have to pay for the books, I mean one book after the other, one course after the other, every month you have to buy books. So when you have to spend, $1 brings how much? 700,000. Can you ever make that much money yourself? In one day? In 1.5 years? But when you spend in the way of Allah, this is the reward. Not just your money, but your effort and your time. When you spend for the propagation of the deen, then what are you doing? You're not just benefiting yourself. You're also benefiting mankind. You're also benefiting the people around you. Therefore, the reward is more. This is why Allah says, وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah is vast. He has a lot of reward to give. How much do you want? How much do you want? So it's up to you. How much ever reward you want, do the math and spend in the way of Allah. So there are many lessons that we learn from this ayah. We learned in the previous ayahs that Allah is the wali of who? Alladhina amanu. That He is their caretaker. He is the one who cares for them. He is the one who provides for them. He is the one who rewards them for their efforts. So when a person spends in the way of Allah, this is the reward that he gets. And if he spends for the taghut, what is he going to get? How much can they give? Nothing. We see from this ayah, we learn from this ayah about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That how merciful He is. How kind He is. You give one habba, You give one thing in his way and he multiplies the reward so many times. So many more times. Sometimes we spend only a little bit in the way of Allah and we get the reward immediately in this dunya even. That is much more than what we have spent. We learn of the mercy of Allah again, that Allah is the one who has given us everything. And if we give it in His way, then He is promising us more reward in return, much more benefit in return. Sometimes to get Islamic education, to educate ourselves, to educate our children about the deen, sometimes we have to spend a lot of money. You go to an institute and they ask you for a fees and you wonder, this is the deen of Allah. And it's interesting how they say, what's the hadiyah for this? Hadiyah is actually a gift. So anyway, when a person has to spend his money to learn about the deen, to educate his family about the deen, then if he remembers this ayah, that everything that I'm spending, I'm getting reward for it, it's like an investment whose benefits I will see later. Because when you're putting the seed in the ground, instantly you don't see any benefit. But after some time, then you get the benefit. It takes an entire season for the plant to come forth, for you to get the grains in your hand. It takes a long time. So similarly, when you're investing, it might take time, but the benefit will come.
Allah gives us a lot of reward. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. He doesn't need our money. This is excuse for us to earn as much as reward we want. Subhanallah. The video was really amazing, so there is nothing else to say after it. And this, subhanAllah, when we read, there is so much lesson to learn. And just we have to open our mind and it says, Wallahu wasi'un alim. He is wasi'a. He is giving us this knowledge also. So whatever we are doing is for ourselves, actually.
Exactly. And the part about Wallahu wasi'un alim, Allah is vast and He is also knowing. About the knowledge of Allah, we learn from Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 59, وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Not a leaf falls, but He knows of it. A leaf. Even when it falls, He knows of it. So when you give even a cent in the way of Allah, He knows of it. And no grain is there within the darkness of the earth. Some sadaqah that you give, in the darkness of the night, when nobody is watching you, and no moist or dry thing, but that it is written in a clear record. He is wasir, He can give a lot of reward, and He is alim, He knows exactly what you're giving. So there are many lessons that can be learned from this ayah. First of all, we see that مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ, that a person must spend from his own wealth in the way of Allah. Sometimes we see that women, they spend from who? From their husband's wealth. Why? Because her husband is the one who is making the money. And she's not the one who is earning. So what does she do? She spends from her husband's wealth. Obviously, if there is mutual understanding between the two, it's alright. But if you think of it, women also, they own their jewelry, which is probably much more money than what their husbands have in the bank. So when a person spends of his own money, of his own possessions, then that is what brings more reward. Also we learn from this ayah that a person must spend in the way of Allah, not in haram places. That spending brings reward. Spending in incorrect ways is not what brings reward to a person. Sometimes we see that people want to support the deen or they want to spread Islamic knowledge, and what do? They forward emails that have information that is not authentic. Somebody sent an email and at the end they say, forward. And you're like, okay, forward to my entire mailing list. And you spam other people's mailboxes. And remember, before forwarding any email, look at the evidence. Is there any evidence that is given? If there is evidence, then only forward it. If there isn't, then there is no point. And you will be asked if you spread something wrong as well. So a person should spend in ways that are halal. When he's spending or when he's doing something to promote the deen of Allah, then he should promote authentic Islamic knowledge. Sometimes we see people are distributing books or cards or material that is not authentic. Always, whenever you have to spread anything like that, make sure that it is authentic. When a person spends in the way of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not just reward him for what he has spent, but he also rewards him for his intention of spending. From the hadith that I mentioned to you, that when a person intends to do something good, Allah writes a good deed for him, one good deed. When he actually does it, then there is more reward. When you intend to give a gift to someone, will they know about it? When you only think of it in your mind, does the person know that you're thinking of giving them a gift? No. And let's say you don't end up giving it to them. Are they going to thank you for it? No. But when you intend to give something in the way of Allah, just for your intention, you get the reward. Also we see that when a person spends in the way of Allah, then he must keep the conditions of spending in mind as well. That sometimes when we read these verses, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّ, everything I spend can be multiplied 700 times. What do we think of? That I should give everything of mine away. Sometimes we think like that. For example, I mentioned to you about your jewelry, and it's possible that some people think, I'm going to give all my jewelry away. So when a person spends in the way of Allah, he should remember the proper manner of spending. And what is that proper manner? That a person should spend in moderation. We learn in Surah Al-Furqan, Ayah 67, that وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. And those who, when they spend, do so not excessively, nor sparingly. Meaning, they don't spend everything, nor are they miserly, that they don't spend anything. But what is their way? Their way is of moderation. Between the two. Between what? Between being extravagant and between being stingy. We learned earlier that al-'afw, whatever that you can give comfortably, whatever that you can give, and you will not become dependent on others, then you can give that in the way of Allah. Because it is fi sabilillah, it is in obedience to Allah. Like for example, if a person spends in the way of Allah, he gives sadaqah. Why? Because one of the benefits of sadaqah is that sadaqah averts calamity. So when he gives sadaqah, so that the benefit can be that it averts calamity, what is that? He is spending in obedience to Allah. He's not making up his own way. That only if I slaughter a black cow or a black goat, then this difficulty is going to be averted from me. If he does that, that would be incorrect. But if he's spending anything, any sadaqah, as long as it is in obedience to Allah, reward is the same. You have to preserve your sadaqah afterwards as well. One very important lesson that we learn from this ayah is that a person must spend in the way of Allah. We spend on many things. We spend on ourselves. We spend on our children, our food, eating out, clothes, shopping, luxury. Similarly, on a vacation. We spend on so many things. But over here, spending in the way of Allah, to support the deen of Allah. That is what brings most reward. We learn about the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, how much they would spend in the way of Allah. Uthman radiallahu anhu, he gave 1,000 camels, 1,000 dinars. When? At the time of Tabuk. Also we learn about so many other companions. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, what did he do? He spent half of his money, half of everything that he earned, everything that he possessed. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, what did he do? He took everything. There are levels of ihsan. So we see that we have to spend for the deen of Allah, to support the deen of Allah. Look at what we spend on ourselves, and look at what we spend for the deen of Allah. Just compare. How much is it that I spend on myself every week, every month, and how much is it that I spend on the deen of Allah every year? How much? Just do the comparison. Because when we spend for the deen of Allah, then it will bring reward. Then it will bring more reward. Let's listen to the recitation of this ayah.
مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم